1966, cut piece Carnegie Hall into dimly lit theatre, stage, New York. The stage is set with a single chair at its centre. Soft spotlight illuminates the area. Yoko Ono, a poised and enigmatic artist, sits on the chair, wearing a tailored suit. She holds a pair of scissors in her lap, her gaze fixed forward. The theatre is filled with an expectant hush. The audience members, a diverse mix of people, shift in their seats, glancing at one another. Yoko Ono remains still, her demeanor composed. She radiates an aura of calmness amidst the palpable tension in the air. The audience anticipates the unfolding of a unique experience. A person from the audience, a woman, hesitantly rises from her seat. She walks slowly toward the stage, clutching her emotions tightly. As she approaches Yoko, her hands tremble. "Woman," whispering, "may I?" Yoko Ono nods slightly, acknowledging the unspoken question. The woman takes a deep breath and raises the scissors. With a steady hand, she snips a small square of fabric from the sleeve of Yoko's suit. She carefully places it in her pocket, a mixture of reverence and gratitude evident on her face. Emboldened by the woman's actions, a man from the audience stands up and strides purposefully toward Yoko. His determination is palpable. Without hesitation, he leans in and cuts away a section of the front of Yoko's blouse, exposing a glimpse of her bra. The tension in the room heightens as more people gather courage. The audience members take turns, each approaching Yoko with varying degrees of trepidation or boldness. Some cut away mere threads, while others sever substantial portions of her clothing. The symphony of snips and the rustling of fabric create an unconventional melody, a rhythm unique to this moment. As the performance progresses, Yoko's expression remains serene and unchanging. Her eyes, however, reveal a hint of fascination and curiosity, as if she's witnessing a surreal dance of human interaction. Time loses its meaning as the performance enters a profound meditative state. The cuts become acts of connection, moments of vulnerability shared between Yoko and each participant. The silence that envelops the theatre feels like an unspoken dialogue, a language of unspoken desires and unanticipated gestures. Finally, after a significant pause, Yoko Ono delicately raises her hand, signalling the end of the performance. The theatre erupts into a wave of applause, a cathartic release of emotion. The participants return to their seats, still captivated by the intensity of the experience they collectively created. Yoko Ono stands from the chair, her presence commanding. She walks to the edge of the stage and addresses the audience with a gentle yet powerful voice. "Yoko Ono, thank you all of you for becoming a part of this creation. Your cuts, small or bold, have woven together a symphony of humanity, a reminder that art can be born from the simplest acts of trust and participation." The audience rises to their feet, offering Yoko a standing ovation. Their applause merges with her words, a harmonious celebration of artistic collaboration. Fade out.